From the WLRN Miami Herald Newsroom, I'm Christine DiMattei.
People are going to come here and they're going to see what they've been doing.
That's 11-year-old Ava Zibbett of Pinecrest, giving us her impressions of a Coral Gables museum exhibit she viewed with a group of her classmates.
If they've been racist or making racial remarks, and afterward, when they come out, they're going to be like, oh, I was stupid, I'm going to stop that.
The exhibit examines a nearly forgotten piece of 20th century history. Beyond Swastika and Jim Crow tells the story of Jewish professors who fled Nazi Germany and found job security at black colleges in the segregated American South. We recently visited the exhibit and had a chat with Coral Gables Museum Executive Director Christine Rupp.
What happened when these professors were expelled from Germany and Austria by Hitler? They came to the United States seeking employment and obviously a new life. And because there was also an environment of anti-Semitism here in the States, it was black colleges that welcomed some of these professors. Now, the exhibit showcases the bond that was created between those professors and the black students.
And we're standing in front of a newspaper clipping and two little tickets. Describe this for us. What does this newspaper clipping say?
Well, the newspaper clipping is a story, and a big story, actually, about two professors, two Jewish professors who dined with a black student at a black cafe.
This was what year?
This was 1942, and this was in Birmingham, Alabama. So what happened was that the professors Rasmussen dined with one of their African-American, or as the paper says, Negro students, and they were fined. And it's interesting because if you read some of the quotes within the exhibit, some of the whites in those communities thought that the Jews were blacks also. They didn't see the separation mentally. Even though the skin color was different, they thought that the Jews and the blacks were all one race.
Christine, the Museum of Jewish Heritage in New York City, which kind of runs this whole exhibit and has taken it nationwide, has decided that Coral Gables is pretty much going to be the last stop for it, at least for a while. So one would argue that perhaps Selma or Birmingham would be the perfect place for this exhibit to have its final curtain call. Why is the Coral Gables Museum 2014 the perfect place and time for this exhibit?
Well, there's a couple reasons. Number one, this building was constructed in 1939 as the old police and fire station, and it actually had the city's jail. And if you look on those original architectural renderings, it states in that jail, colored men, colored women, white men, white women. So, you know, it's sometimes we forget Miami's such an international city now, but this was the Deep South back in the 30s and 40s. So again, we're resurrecting that painful past and educating people of today that this is an important part of our heritage that everyone needs to know.
There are middle school students here right now. When they get home and tell their parents about the show, what are you hoping that they'll say?
When they come in and see really the amount of hatred that went into these attitudes, it will make them realize that things need to change and they can be that change.
That was Christine Rupp, executive director of the Coral Gables Museum. Beyond Swastika and Jim Crow runs through January 11th, 2015. From the WLRN Miami Herald Newsroom, I'm Christine DiMattei.